David Woody and Malcolm Blight, thanks to the Weeks Building Group. Thinking new home, you'll get more at Weeks. And also Tyre Power, selected Falcon tyres at 25% off. Blighty, our next guest, Oregon's one of our favourites. We reckon we've made him every time we speak with him. He plays well. He's changed his number, though. Now, we talked about numbers also with a couple of other players to number 7. He's taken Brad Ebert's number and he joins us now. Xavier, thanks for your time. What made the change? You're playing pretty well in your old number.
Thanks very much for having me on, Wildy and Blighty. It's always a pleasure. And, look, changing number 7, it's always been my favourite number. I've played in it since I was in juniors, and it's been some of my best footy when I've had the number 7 on my back. So I felt like, as much as I do love the 21, I felt like I really wanted to take it off Ebo as soon as I could. And obviously, with Ebo retiring, I thought I might try and snatch it up. And now I'm in it, and I'm really excited for it.
Gee, you must be really happy you stepped away then, getting that number 7.
No, of course not. Like I sent him a pretty long message, and saying how much I appreciated him and what he meant to us in the club.
Yeah.
But obviously, I was when he did retire and did let us know, I was pretty excited that number 7 would be available for me.
Yeah, well said. Port Adelaide had a fantastic year last year. Just fell on the last hurdle. What's been the mantra? What's been the theme this year? We've heard you're hoping for 3 flags in 5 years, and you've always aimed high, but what's been the message in any areas you've been working on just to perhaps go that one step better?
Yeah, look, well, I mean, we're obviously really happy with our season last year in terms of, it was a tough year for everyone, not just footballers in general, just the whole population of Australia and the rest of the world. But for us, we really had some unfinished business. We were pleased with our season, but we wanted to go all the way and win the flag, and unfortunately we couldn't do that. We came, 6 points short against Richmond in the preliminary final. So for us, we've left that bit of a mental scar there, but we're really wanting and we're really hungry for this year to come up and just go a couple better and win the flag this year. And I think we've really put ourselves in a good, in a really good position to do so with a really strong pre-season. So I feel like we're really building towards that.
Xavier, the club in general, both the president, coach, everyone saying you can win 3 in 5 years. I always thought just try and win the first one would be best. But it's a really, it's an ambitious target. But there's no reason why you can't think, just like you just said then, that you're on your way and you're as good a chance as anyone to win this thing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously it's a very, very bold statement, but that's pretty much the Port Adelaide way in the way that we do that. We are bold and we are like to say that, very openly, that we are very bold and we like to take those risks. And as you said, we're really looking forward to winning this one, hopefully first. We've put our work in to do so. And I think that, if everything goes to plan and we work really hard for the whole season, it can definitely happen. But obviously, Richo, Matthew Richardson, our chairman, CEO, has put that plan in place and made it public. And we're obviously, we feel like we can live up to that. We have a really strong list as it is. A lot of, obviously, very, very good mature ages and veterans and obviously a good young group coming through that feel like can really achieve that. So we're not scared to say it, and we're looking forward to it, really.
Yeah, no, true. Hey, now you've changed your number. Are you going to change your goal celebration from the bow and arrow to a new one? Are you going to run out a new one for us?
Look, it's all a bit of a spur at the moment. I'll stick with what I've got at the minute, but it also depends on what type of situation I'm in and how excited I am at the time. Who knows what could come out. So probably if you see me kick goals, most likely the bow and arrow will probably stay, but who knows what could happen if I get excited enough.
Now, you've played 35 games, but you've only kicked 18 goals, 16 behind. So if you actually kick straight, you'd actually have a goal a game. I mean, you're going to try and get that up. You're going to get some more midfield time. I think I saw somewhere where you played a little bit more in the practice games in the midfield.
Yeah. I'm going to be trying to naturally just progress and grow into the midfield. I've been training a little bit there this preseason. Obviously, I'm just trying to grow my game, and that's eventually where I want to be known as a midfielder in the competition. But obviously, I have my role on the wing as well, and I feel like I really know and understand my role is out there, and the team knows that as well. Eventually, as myself, I want to personally grow and eventually become a midfielder full-time as well. So, as you said, with the goal stuff, I really do want to become a goal game kind of player this year. Obviously, in a really strong team, hopefully we're going to be able to do that. If I can add what I can, my goal kicking and stuff into that, I feel like we're going to be in a really good position. And if I kick a goal again, then that's going a long way to help the team do that.
I reckon Blighty is tough on you. I thought from the wing, one goal every couple of games, not too bad. But
no, I was talking more about the points. 18 goals, 16.
Oh, the points for you.
Yeah, we all kick points, David.
You're a courageous player. Zach Butter's a very courageous player. In fact, all the youngsters are. But do you get told, Xavier, sometimes you can be too courageous and you got to take a calculated risk? There's a fine line between, you know, putting your head over the ball, or there's some situations you don't have to perhaps do what you do. They talk about that at all, but you've had one or two concussions.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a fine line between going, you know, too hard at it and just putting your head over the ball, and also putting yourself in silly situations. But obviously, I don't really think too much about it. I guess that's maybe why I got knocked out in that
prelim final.
The final against Geelong, but I don't really care too much. As long as I'm putting my body on the line and showing that I'm courageous for my team, I feel like that's going to give us energy. And I think that's just luck of the draw sometimes. I feel like you can get into some unlucky places sometimes, and it's just unlucky, I think. It just comes with the sport,
yeah.
I feel. But I just don't want to turn my aggression and my courageousness down, because I feel like that's what makes me part of my game. So I feel like that's what I bring to the team.
Would you have played in the grand final had you made it?
I would have been able to play, because it was against the Geelong in the first final. So I played the next week against Richmond.
Richmond,
so,
yeah.
If we did win, I would have been able to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've had your first taste of finals. I mean, it's great. Only in virtually your second year. So how did you like it? I mean, there was a great, as David just mentioned, great win against Geelong, and didn't quite get there against Richmond. But how did you enjoy the build up? Just getting involved in that whole theory of finals.
Yeah, to be honest, I really loved it, and I feel like I play my best footy in the finals. I really think that I treat it no differently to any other game, but I feel like I just can do stuff in finals that really can help my team, and I really enjoy it. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully doing it again this year and going all the way. I feel like I can really help the team, and I'm really confident in my ability when it comes into finals.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Connor Rosie, we're here, has had a minor setback with his foot. How's he going?
Oh, yeah, Connor's going really well. He's had a really strong pre-season. But obviously, as many people would have found out in the last few days, he's gone over to Sydney. And he's getting his foot checked out with his small little tear, I think, on his heel, his ankle, I think.
Yep.
He's going to be fine. I think he's going to be playing, from all my knowledge that I know, that he will be playing in the practice match on the weekend. But it was more just a check-up, I think.
Yeah,
with the doctor in Sydney.
And one last one, Alia, Fantasia, a couple of good recruits. It's going to be tough to get a game round one. How are those two boys looking on the track?
Yeah, I think it's a really good problem to have if the coaches are trying to struggle to fit players into to the round one team, because we have so many people who are fit and healthy, but also in some really good form. But Razio's been fantastic, and so's Alia. He's been back and not having the pink hat on. They've both been fantastic, and I think they're going to be adding so much to what our team's all about, and I think they've really slotted in perfectly to what we do and our game plan and game style is. So look forward to watching them this year, and I think you guys will be pretty excited about what they're going to bring.
Well, you've been fantastic too. Always appreciate you on Sports Day. I say thanks for that. Good luck this year, Xavier. Have another decent year.
Thanks very much, Wildy. Thanks, Wildy. It's always a pleasure being on here.
Xavier Dursmer there. He's a terrific young man. Wearing the number 7. Mal, have you ever changed your number?
I did, actually, yeah. At Woodville, I went from 11 to 13. It
was your first game in 11?
Yes, it was.
Why'd you go to 13?
Because it became available.
Oh. What was wrong with 11?
I just like 13 better. I don't know why. It's had this sort of difference. You say I'm a little bit different,
and
maybe.
And 13 was taken with North Melbourne.
Yes, it was. Gary Counton, who ended up playing a couple of premierships with us. So I took the nearest one available, which was 15.
Did I hear a bit of Blotty and Blotty there?
I did.
We're twins.
Yeah.
We're twins. That was Xavier Dursmer. Thanks to Tyre Power. Think safety on the roads. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local tyre. But he's a gem. He's a star. They got Butters. They've got Rosie. And they haven't even seen the other kids. Bergman, Mead.
Apparently he's been training really well, Bergman.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a lot of good players won't be in round one. We're going to take a break. Malcolm Blight with David Wildey.